Welcome back. Well, oil prices dipping today, despite the heightened rhetoric between Russia, Ukraine, NATO, and the U.S. President Biden saying the probability of invasion is very high. Some of the dip tied to progress on Iran nuclear talks. With more on all of that and the energy sector and how crude settled, let's bring in our Yahoo Finance's Jared Lickry. Jared.
Hi there. Mixed board for our commodities heat map today. At the bottom row, we got Brent and crude oil, WTI crude oil, settling lower by about 2%. $91.76 is the official price for March delivery here. Now, let's take a look at the last 10 days of price action. Pretty choppy in here. Really haven't covered much ground, even despite this loss that we suffered yesterday and in some of the prior periods. If you take a look at a two-month chart, you can see really haven't come down much at all. And of course, front and center among the oil talks or the oil discussion here is what's going on with Ukraine as well as Iran. Those talks have, it looks like, picked up a little bit of steam, and there's some anticipation that we could have Iranian oil supply back in the market. Of course, that would take some time. So nevertheless, we are seeing energy in the forefront today. You take a look at our sector leadership, and you can see energy, well, it was in the green. It's sunk into the red right now. We're going to check our energy heat map before we go here, and there we go. We can see Exxon just down slightly, Chevron down about 0.9%. But over here, some of the smaller players getting some love. We got Pioneer, that's up 3%. Devon Energy, that's up 2%. But overall, kind of a mixed day for energy. Curious not to see it leading or lagging today.
All right, Jared Blickery, thanks for that roundup.